We're now joined by the winner of the Rinnai 250, Kevin Harvick, driver of the number 98 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford for Biaggi Denbesti Racing. Kevin, you dominated that entire race for the most part, and you've dominated here in the past. Can you tell us a little bit about how you go about doing so?
Well, I've been fortunate to be with really good teams, and you know, as I've gone through the years, this is a racetrack that hasn't changed a whole lot, and just fortunate to have things that work and know the feel that I'm looking for, and you know, the times when everything goes smooth and we don't have some crazy scenario or something happen, we've been fortunate to have some success. So they did a great job. I mean, it was just one of those days that you look back on and go, whoa, that was a lot of fun to be a part of, from the driving the car to pit road and everybody that puts the effort in. I mean, this is not something that these guys have to do or Stuart Haas Racing has to do, and it's strictly to go on the racetrack and win races. And I felt bad that we didn't do that last year, but this is a great way to start it off this year. We're 1 year into it, and Cole won the last race, and we won this one, and so we're doing good.
Awesome. And up here with Kevin, we have a few folks. We've got crew chief Richard Boswell and owners Fred Biaggi and Bill Denbesti. So just wanted to let you guys know who's up here. We don't have those name cards. If you have any questions, please raise your hand, and we'll get over to you. Jacob?
Jacob Seelman, Race Chaser Online and Performance Motorsports Network. Actually, for Fred, you've been a part of a few wins in this series before, but this is the first win on a non-restrictor plate track. First off, talk about how special it is to have your involvement still with Kevin and with SHR in this 98 program, and then what it means to have a day like this be a race victory for you.
Well, I guess it's a dream come true. The mile and a half tracks, we've not been good at it in the past. And with Kevin and Richard and the whole Stuart Haas organization, I think we have a chance now to be very competitive. As you could tell by today, we're really competitive. And it's when it gets down to it, I think it's all about the people. We've got great people, from the guys that pit the car to all the guys in the shop. And it just goes from the top to the bottom. And then Kevin really knows how to drive a race car. So.
Anyone else? Yep, right over there on the right.
Yeah, Dominic Aragon with the RacingExperts.com and ESPN Albuquerque. For Kevin, one of five drivers to pull double duty this weekend. What are some of the biggest lessons this win gives you for tomorrow's race?
Yeah, well, this is a rhythm racetrack, and I like to race, and when you can race at a racetrack, obviously we've done well for a number of years here, and I think when you can race at a racetrack that not only you like but is also very important from a rhythm standpoint, and you can go out and do that time after time, lap after lap, I feel like I get more consistent every lap, and I think as the race went on today, I felt like I could do things with my car that I couldn't when I started practice, just by a visual standpoint, from where the cracks and bumps and everything are in the racetrack to try to position the car. So it's just it's better than sitting in the bus. I don't like to sit around, and usually when I'm at home, I've got a 5-year-old that's punching me in the stomach or kicking me in the leg or wanting to go out and play ball. So we're used to being active, and then I come to the racetrack. If I don't have something to do on Saturday, I get a little stir crazy. So I'd rather be racing.
Christian Coley, FrontStretch.com and the Motorsports News Source. Kevin, Austin Cindric said after the race today that he said he had no idea how you guys do it on Sunday. He says he ran half of that race, and he says he is worn out. Tell us how you've come from the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series and ultimately to the Cup Series, how much you've had to kind of learn your body and try to get where you're physically fit to do this.
Well, it's different, and the first thing that you learn is you can't let the guys take advantage of you in the race car. From an aero standpoint, and make you feel like a wimp for putting air conditioners and putting heel booties, and so I think as you go through time, you learn those preparations and you speak up when things don't feel right, and I think as you look at the length of the races, as you go through the divisions, they definitely get longer, but these cars are hot, and today was a warm day, but it's definitely not easy. But you learn what you like, and you know, make sure that you get the car comfortable and know you know when something's wrong and to speak up, because if you don't say something, it's going to be a long day.
Are there any Claire?
Claire Belang, Sirius XM NASCAR Radio. I thought it was interesting because I was talking to a lot of the young drivers who were just coming in, and one of them said he thought he was doing pretty good, and then you blew by him in practice. And it kind of was like devastating because he realized how good you guys are. When you first came in and you had the big guys blowing by you in practice, and maybe you're on a smaller team, I don't know if you remember that far back, how did you kind of overcome that part of it?
Yeah, well, when I started, it was my first test, you know, was for RCR in 2000, and they used to put the Cup cars and the Xfinity cars on the track together, and I remember pulling onto the racetrack for my, you know, one of my first tests, and went down the backstretch, and Jeff Gordon blew by me, and I was like, damn, that was pretty cool. I'm on the same racetrack as Jeff Gordon, and he just blew my doors off down the back straightaway. So it's, you know, experience goes a long ways in this sport, and you know, for me, it's fun to talk to those young guys, and you know, I think you know, for me with Chase Briscoe this week, and you look at Cole, and these guys are they want to know, and they want information, and they process it well, and they understand, and they listen, and so that's fun. And you know, I think as you look at the race team, Stuart Haas Racing has let me be very involved, and I like to, you know, talk about racing and talk about people and things that are happening. And you know, I've been fortunate for them to let me be involved in some things. And but you know, when you look at the Xfinity program, I feel like, you know, we help in certain ways. But those guys on the Double Zero, I mean, they were really the guys, and everybody in the shop, they're really the guys that push this stuff every week. And Cole has done a really good job of giving feedback and talking about things, and the progression that those guys had as a team is really, you know, what's, in my opinion, taken the team to the next level, because the progression has been so good from the feedback and the crew chief and everything that they've done. And we've built on that through the year. And sure, we run races and do things and talk about things and what we need to do different. But really, that progression of the full-time team is what has led to where the cars are today.
All right. We'll go right down here to Jessica. Jessica Ruffin with NASCAR.com. You've had some success here, both in Cup and Xfinity. Being that the tire fall-off is so important here, how do you preserve your equipment as you continue in your run, and how does experience play in your favor at a track like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, experience is definitely a big factor here. And, you know, for me, it's all about trying to keep the car straight. You know, you see so many of them bobbing and weaving and missing the line and up the racetrack, and you have to be patient. This is a racetrack where you have to be patient, but it reminds me a lot of how I grew up on a little racetrack on the West Coast in Bakersfield, California, Mesa Marin. It was a very similar type line and things that you did with the race car to make it go around the racetrack fast. And I survived for a number of years on that particular track doing a lot of the same things that I do here. It's at a lot different speed, but it's the same, you know, the same basic thought process of how you drive a car. So, you know, when you get to these worn out racetracks, for me, you know, when there's a situation like this, I grew up on that style of racetrack, so I was fortunate there.
We'll take one last question in the back.
Dana Gould, The Prower. My question is for the team owners. How does this win today change your plans for the rest of the season?
I don't think it really does, to be honest with you. I think we've got a good plan. We want to stick to it. And with Kevin's help and the rest of the people, I think we'll deliver a good item, good package. So we're not going to change.
All right. Thank you all. Congratulations and good luck the rest of the season.